I rolled my hips, my eyes closed, my breath coming in pants. The music slid along my skin, a caress of twilight and sensation. I had my earphones in, my phone in my hand, and I let the music cascade over me as I moved to the beat, my hips shaking, my feet dancing across the hardwood of my floor. I spun in circles, pretending as if I had taken a dance class in the past year. It didn't matter, though, because I was alone. Nobody was here to watch me, to comment, or to trip me, so I fell. I pushed those thoughts from my head, wanting only the peace, the happiness. I wiggled again, leaping and twirling around my living and dining rooms as if I hadn't a care in the world, as if it were my job to dance and just live and be. I missed dancing. I missed teaching classes. I missed so much, but now I was back in America. I was back at home, and I was going to find some sense of normalcy, even if I wasn't quite sure what that would end up being. It didn't matter right at this moment, as I was going to ignore the past and focus on the here and now, and who I was. As the music drummed within me, I kept dancing and breathing. I probably looked like a fool to anyone looking in, but I was used to that. My hair flowed down my back, at least brushed from sleeping on it with only dry shampoo. And I had no makeup on my face, something a little odd for me since it was my job to wear it after all. And yet, all I could think of was that I was a fresh start, and this was how I was going to live. The fact that I wore only a pair of lace panties and a matching bra didn't hurt things either. It didn't offer the best support for the amount of jumping I was doing, but it didn't matter. I felt no pain, no horrors or stress. This was my happiness, and I was going to dance around and simply be. The music kept flowing through me, and I shook my hips, danced on my toes, and I dreamed, mouthing along to the words and, before long, singing out loud. I didn't have too bad of a voice when it came to singing, but there was no way I was on key with my current song. I didn't care, since no one was around to listen. And that was just what I needed. I had relied on so many for too long. I'd needed to be surrounded by people, craved their understanding and acceptance. But no longer. I was Zia Clarkson, newly single, former YouTube makeup artist, and I was home. I was whole. I was healthy, and if any of that was a lie, I was working on it, attempting to make it true. None of my past mattered. All that did was my freedom. So, here I was, dancing in my newly bought house, one paid for with my own money, and perhaps some of the banks as well, but still my credit. And I was free. Finally free. I danced around my kitchen, opened the back door, and kept dancing onto my porch. My house was propped up against a mountain, or really a foothill. A molehill, as some people called it in Colorado. Mountains were everywhere along the western skyline of Colorado, something I had missed, and clearly had taken for granted when I was here before. While I had lived elsewhere, and others might say their mountains were the best, nothing was as beautiful as home. And perhaps it was a bit elitist when it came to our mountains, but I didn't mind. This was my home, and I loved every ounce of it. And because I was backed up to the range, nobody could see me from my porch, which was a good thing because I was still in that bra and panty set. I had neighbors on either side of me, but a tall fence and trees blocked me. The fact that I had even been able to get this home in the real estate climate we were currently in had been a testament to my luck and my shark-eyed realtor. I had paid handsomely for it, but I didn't mind because it was all mine, my freedom and my peace. The home to the right of me held an older couple who were pretty quiet, but had shown up with cookies and a bottle of champagne to welcome me to the neighborhood. I had smiled and invited them in, even though, knowing my luck, they were probably serial killers.